Streaming 24/7.
Oh my God, it's better than I thought.
This is Radio Influence.
What's up, food lovers? Welcome to another edition of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and today my guest is none other than Mr. Ian Beckles.
Hello.
What's up, Ian?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm still full from the weekend. How about you?
I stay full pretty much all the time. Yeah, I eat all the time, yeah.
So do I. Well, last week, Ian and I actually had a chance to try some new places in Tampa, one of which is the Deviled Pig. It was a place I've been so looking forward to for them to open, and they finally did. So tell me what you liked about the Deviled Pig.
Everything. Leanne Whippen, I was introduced to her from Ray Lampe. She came on our show probably 5 or 6 months ago, and she talked about looking for a spot, and finally she finds the spot. It used to be BJ's Alabama Barbecue on Dale Mabry, and she opens up Deviled Pig. It's tiny, but I don't care how big it is, because everything I had out of there was delicious.
It was.
It really, it's really excellent food.
It's a very special place in Tampa. I'm so glad they're here. I loved the Deviled Pig. Did you try that?
I had it during we went to the friends and family one. I had it there. It's a great concept. It's just deviled, like a Cuban, you know, deviled crab, but with
pork instead.
Brilliant. So it works. But from their I didn't have the burnt ends, but the bologna was fantastic.
I tried the bologna.
The ribs thick. It's thick and see now, but that's thick. I love it. But I think she stole that from Ray Lampe. Ray Lampe was the first person that I saw had that in his one of his cookbooks, and I actually done that myself. And barbecue bologna is tremendous.
I'll never eat Oscar Mayer again.
No, I get it. No, it was excellent.
She spoiled me.
But everything there was great, from the sauces to the sides, and she's doing it right. I mean, when you go in there, it's her touching all the food.
Right.
She's doing all the cooking, and I think she's kind of crazy like that. She won't let anybody cook, I don't think.
I'm kind of like that, too, when I do things. I just want to do it all myself.
Sure.
No one has the same touch.
Well, you see people, some people have their name on restaurants, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're cooking.
Right.
So only Dr. Barbecue, his name's on the restaurant, but they have a pit master. So he put in on the menu and stuff like that, but you won't see him in there cooking. They don't want him in there. They don't want him in there because then there's, things are going to clash. So, Dr. Barbecue, it's his face, it's his likeness, and he's walking through and he's kissing babies and all kind of stuff like that.
Like a president, right?
Exactly.
And then, actually, you went with me to the Publix dinner on last Thursday, which was a preview for Clearwater Beach Uncorked, and you got to meet Chef Todd Fisher.
Yeah, and
that was a fun night.
Yeah, liked him right away. Just a likable guy, really good with his presentation as a chef. Got introduced to Tres Leche cake, and I'm just happy I'd never tasted that before, because that's my favorite dessert of all times. I don't even like dessert that much.
But that got
that
you.
That darn Tres Leche cake was fantastic, and don't tell me where to get one. I don't want to know.
Well, I don't think I've ever had one as good as one we had.
I don't know, but I hope that was good. Because if it gets better than that, I don't know if I could have one myself.
I haven't had one better than that.
Is that Cuban?
I believe it's Mexican, actually.
I don't know, but it is good.
I should know.
Yeah,
I should know.
It's good. We'll
have
find
to look that up.
We'll find.
Well, we got the recipe for it, so we need to try making
I don't
that.
Want the recipe.
Why not?
I don't want.
Thanksgiving? Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to. Maybe Thanksgiving. That'd be cool.
I think that would be a good thing to do on Thanksgiving.
No doubt.
And then I saw on Instagram that you ate at House of Carbs.
I did.
And you had a grilled cheese?
Yes. House of Carbs is downtown Tampa. I was taking a KPI class with Topher Morrison and Jody, kind of a business class. And I just didn't want to go very far. And Kelly Wilson, this young lady in my class, she says, "You want to go get lunch?" And I said, "I'm not trying to walk."
Exactly.
So I know there's something downstairs, and I saw House of Carbs, which I think is a brilliant name.
That is.
And I walk in, the first thing I see on the wall, it says baked at 420. And I said, this is my spot.
Oh, boy.
This is my spot. I found my spot. So I walk in, I look, and I go, it's all grilled cheese. But that excites me, though. When somebody does all something, you better be pretty darn good at it. So I watched them make the grilled cheese. They put cheese on the tray first, then the bread, then the fillings, then more cheese, and then cheese on the top. So there's cheese on both sides.
Oh, wow.
And so it makes a crust on both sides, and it's the best grilled cheese I've ever had. That's the best grilled cheese I've
ever had. I was going to say.
I'm just telling you.
You're making me hungry right now, and I'm trying to be good.
They give you these little tomato soups, like little, and it was tomato soup was so dense and delicious. Really good.
Well, it's such a great combination.
Well, yeah, grilled cheese and tomato soup.
You can't go wrong with that. You cannot go wrong with that.
Nope.
What kind of cheese was on it?
That's a good question. They have, I don't know how many different grilled cheese they had, and all of them had different cheeses in them. So I think they had all the cheeses covered. I should know which one I had, but I didn't pay attention, but I was just too busy eating it.
Have you ever made a grilled cheese on the Big Green Egg?
No. I don't make a lot of grilled cheese. That's not really my thing. I don't make a lot of sandwiches. I'll eat sandwiches out. I don't really make a lot of sandwiches. And the Big Green Egg, that's just meat.
I don't know. It might be fun to try it.
See, I made a pizza. I made a pizza on it once, and it was way better than I thought it would ever be. So, but I don't really make pizza that much. So I like things low and slow. It's meat. It's about meat.
I know. I make pizza too often, as we all know.
Yes, you could say that it's in your veins.
It is. It's literally on my veins.
On your veins too. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of pizza, I've actually been trying to ditch the carbs for a little bit, and yes. It's been great. So I'm. Yes. Following a plan called Time to Eat Right. I had Anthony on the show before. So I'm following a keto-based diet. And
correct.
I get their meals twice a day, Monday through Friday, and help me lose 7 pounds in a week. So
congratulations.
I kind of went off the wagon a little bit this weekend.
It happens.
Uncorked.
During the weekend. You got to let yourself live on the weekends, though.
You do.
Let yourself live on the weekends a little bit. Mm. Or you'll go, you know.
You'll go crazy.
Bat and then crazy like I go all the time. So, yeah.
It's hard, though.
Yeah, I know it's hard.
But you know what? I have to say, it's not as hard as I thought it would be. Eating meat is something I could get used to all the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty used to that, yeah.
Especially deviled pig. That's all I had was meat. I didn't have any of her sandwiches. But
well, you can get away with it places like that.
Right.
But you go other places, and it's hard just to – it's hard to order sometimes.
Yeah, and so at Uncorked this past weekend, Clearwater Beach Uncorked is an annual event on Clearwater Beach. Beautiful background setting. Ian was actually there broadcasting his radio show with Dr. Barbecue.
Correct.
So did you get to walk around a lot, or were you primarily outside?
Yeah, we got there a little bit early. We pulled the we're on the radio card, and so we got a chance to park right in close.
Right.
And we got there probably 12:15, so we walked around. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not a walking around type dude, especially in the sand. Like, I don't have the best back and the best
right.
feet in the world, so
it's hard.
I said no. So we went to a couple stations, we talked to a couple people, and then we kind of leaned up and, you know, had a couple sips of some water and went and did the broadcast. But I thought it was very well run. Tammy Gale is the one that's her baby, and I was talking to her, and she's doing them on, you know, both coasts of Florida, mm-hmm. and this thing's kind of blowing up for her, so... it was very well run because I know how hard it is to do an event that big. And, you know, when you have to rent a tent for $25,000 and have all these people working and deal with all these different personalities, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, but I thought I think that was her seventh one. So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I think this was my third time going. And I missed the one they do in Cocoa Beach last year. I was supposed to go and something came up. So mm-hmm. definitely going to check that out. But one of my favorite things was... Did you see the popcorn? It was a little container of popcorn that had ceviche underneath.
You know what's funny? Somebody came and said, "Who would do that? I'm not trying that."
Oh, it's fantastic.
Was it good?
Oh, hell yeah.
Popcorn with ceviche.
It was a little surprise.
See, you know, I would cool. definitely try it. Like, some people are scared to try things. Like, if somebody goes out of their way to put those two things together,
you got
to
try it.
They have to go together. And I'm the same way on a menu. I went to Noble Crust on Saturday for brunch. With Ray Lampe before mm-hmm. we went to Uncorked. And I said, "Ray, you eat beets?" He's like, "Nope." Like, Ray doesn't eat anything green. He doesn't eat any vegetables. Like, I swear, none. He just
that's
eats
crazy.
Meat and potatoes, and that's
and
it.
Jack Daniels.
and he likes the Jack Daniels. So he goes, "Nope." And I said, "I'm going to order this beets and burrata, and it has pistachios." And he looks at me, he's like, "Ugh." And he tried it. He goes, "It's not bad." So I got Ray Lampe to eat. As beets and vegetables is best for, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, they are.
Sorry. I never really loved beets, but with burrata cheese and pistachios, it's pretty darn good.
Oh, I love beets. I've had that dish before.
It's really good. It's good looking, too.
Yeah, burrata is kind of my weakness, especially when it's on pizza or pasta.
Somebody asked me yesterday, what kind of cheese is burrata? What would you compare it to?
Mozzarella. But it's a lot creamier than
mozzarella. It's mozzarella's way denser than that, though.
Right, burrata's
lighter. You can squeeze it and it's going to come out, you know? So... Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a real cheese. It's almost like brie, kinda.
But the taste.
But it's not the same density. I just didn't know another cheese. But it's very mild.
Well, you know, speaking of cheese, that's one thing I can definitely eat a lot of while on the keto diet. And when I was at Uncorked, I was introduced to these snacks called Parmesan crisps. Mm. Holy crap!
They're
I
good.
Gave you
they
some of
good.
Those.
Yeah, they're good.
Zero carbs. You can get them at Publix. Oh man, those were good. I need to make my own though because they are kind of expensive.
Yeah, I thought right away when I had one, and they have a good consistency because when you're going keto and you're doing a lot of meat, you don't get any crunch.
Right, and they have
and
that.
You trip for the crunch, but right away I was like, you know what? I can make meatballs and ground these up and use it as breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs, exactly.
You know what? I actually do that. I do it with some chicharrones instead of using breadcrumbs.
Good.
I use chicharrones. It adds a little flavor to it. And you still stay low carb. Everybody can steal that if they want.
I'm going to steal it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing wrong because I'm trying to make those cheese crisps at home, and you have to be careful because you want them to be crispy, but you don't want the cheese to burn. So
I think it's hard. That's a hard thing to do at home.
It probably depends on the cheese. I don't know what they do to get it.
Maybe make your oven hotter.
Well, I've done that. It's just, yeah. Certain cheese is just, I know mozzarella, definitely you have to be careful because that will burn.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cheese is that?
Those are Parmesan.
Okay. Yeah,
so I'm thinking I could shred some fresh Parmesan.
How do they make it so thick?
I have no idea.
Money.
I'm going to ask them. They have money.
They got a lot of money, yeah.
They have the facility to do it.
They got more money than us, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. And so you're trying, what is it, Whole Body Fuel?
Whole Body
Fuel.
Which
is Tampa-based as well?
Yeah, and I'm doing like you. I'm doing two meals a day. Last week wasn't the best one. I tend to stray. I'm a strayer. You know that, right?
I know.
You know, nobody starts more diets on Monday than me.
Right.
One time I did it for 3 straight years. I started a diet every Monday. And it went.
Every Monday.
Yeah, by Thursday, it's all blowed up. That damn Thursday.
Yeah, there's something about
you know?
Thursday.
Yeah, there's drinks around it.
Happy hour.
Yeah,
hits
right.
Hits you every time.
Wings.
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 Wings can be low carb.
You can't eat as much wings as I can and then lose weight. I eat a lot of wings. Like
I've seen
my
you
next tattoo
wings.
Is gonna be a chicken wing.
I think you should.
And there's no doubt. That's my thing.
That's
my thing, yeah.
Oh God, that's funny. What about those donuts they make? I tried a little sample and they were really good.
Yeah, they're healthy protein donuts.
Which you don't ever you never hear that in a sentence.
I like to give them away.
Because, you can give them to me. I'll eat them.
Okay,
all day.
I'll give them to you.
I'll eat
because,
them all day.
Because I can't eat that donut and feel like I'm losing weight because it tastes too good. It tastes like I'm eating a donut. And it's my mind is not good. It tastes too good. Like I don't need anything that tastes that good on my lips because it kind of makes me trip out a little bit. Because once if I'm eating clean, I just got to eat clean, clean, clean and stay away from it.
I gotcha.
It's like heroin. I've never done heroin, but you know, you just can't take a little hit of heroin.
Or I
don't know anything about it. Just like you just taste a little piece of cake and then you trip a little bit.
I think that's what happens to me at those events with like wine and stuff. I'll have a little taste. Oh, what's another? And then before you know
it,
it's so many carbs.
This is how you start. You're like, I'm not going to drink.
Oh, stop.
I'm not going to drink.
You're giving my secrets away.
And then you're like, oh, this is only champagne. It's only one glass.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, this is just wine. And this is white wine. And then the Uber home.
Right.
It's all good.
I'm all about the Uber.
Well, I Ubered there, so I didn't even fake the funk. I know I'm getting my drink on. I'm going to events. I'm getting my drink on, and that's it.
Right.
why I left. I drove there on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, you know, we had the VIP bar. I'm like, no, not today. Even if you give me a half hour.
You know, I went to that. I Ubered as well, but I really wasn't feeling it this year.
No?
With the drinks, no.
Okay.
I don't know. They were all so sweet. I mean, they were fantastic.
Sure.
Tito's did a drink with cold brew coffee, and they put whipped cream on top, which I love coffee. So
okay.
I tried it. It was good, but I just wasn't in the mood to really drink.
Well, that's good. It was honestly at the end of the year, that will be the most beautiful day of the year.
Definitely.
That day was beautiful.
I have to say.
From beginning to end, that was, she lucked out. My goodness.
Because the day before, it was like, we had what?
It was a mess. Yeah. And it was hot again yesterday. It was gorgeous on Saturday.
It was.
If anybody stayed in their house on Saturday, shame on them. You have to get out yesterday, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah, I was so glad I was there. Well, anyway, thank you, Ian. I know you're busy because you're getting ready to open up your food truck.
Yes.
Which is going to be one of the best in Tampa.
Yes, it is. Hopefully by Monday, today we're going to put a launch date to Monday because we keep on moving it like Dr. Barbecue did for years. But we have to make the launch date to Monday. And we'll be off on Monday, and we'll be serving the best burgers and hot dogs and a lot of different meats. We have a barbecue out there. So Flavor of Tampa Bay is on the corner of West Shore and Gandy. And we have a freestanding building. You come inside and eat, so it's real easy. So next Monday, we'll be kicked off.
Oh, I can't wait. I will be first in line, as you know.
You know how far to go.
I know, exactly. Well, thank you again for listening to Forking Around Town. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. And don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com.
This is a cannabis podcast powered by Trulieve. Quick fix on Radio Influence.
Politics is making me need more marijuana, okay? And if you are watching politics when you're smoking, it does help, or else you'd want to do what half these other people are doing, is going and shooting up the buildings. That guy that went and shot up the synagogue and went and sent bombs around, they need some marijuana in their life. It might ease the pain a little bit, because you're shooting innocent people. Beautiful people. Beautiful, innocent people that have survived the Holocaust and done wonderful things, and you're going to shoot them dead after they have a wonderful life. So I didn't want to go out in a political rant, but that happens sometimes. Anyways, once again, if you guys want to get in contact with me, it's IanBeckles@RadioInfluence.com. Once again, I want to give some love to Trulieve, which powers this podcast. And just go out there and investigate. And I saw a politician last week said, I had to go out and vote on marijuana, and I was completely against it. I had never tried it. Then I went and tried it. And his words, his verbatim is like, it's not bad. Okay. It went from the devil to it's not bad. That's an advancement. It's good. You know, it was a little bit of progress. But there's too many people out there that are condemning something that they've never tried and they know absolutely nothing about. And to me, that's ass backwards in 2018.
The Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve, can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.